We're learning Masech Nesiyum and Daf Chavdalanim and Beis, the Sugya of Rav and Levi, which started in Chavdalanim and Aleph, that Rav says only four Avedis at Azara's Chayiv Misa, because even though for Azara, all Avedis, Azara is Muzeron, all Avedis at Apsulu Bazar, there's a lav, Zara Leukav Aleichem, but for Misa, it's Dafka if it's an Aveda Tama, as opposed to an Aveda which has an Aveda afterwards, and has to be an Avedis Matana, as opposed to Avedis Siluk, and Levi argues, Al Kapanim by the Mizbeach, there's no din of Avedis Siluk, you make a Reba L'chol V'ar Mizbeach, that even Avedis Siluk, Achum Sedeshen, is Kaiv Misa, and the din of Avedis Matana, for Lo Avedis Siluk, is Dafka in the Lefnai Lefnim, or in the Heichal, when there, the Avedis Siluk, Lefnai Lefnim, the Tzos Kaf and Machta, or the Avedis Siluk in the Heichal, which is the Dishan HaMizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishan HaMenera, the Einachanami Levi's Maskim is no Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara starts with different Avedis, why a Zohar wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. The Gemara says, Zohar Shasidur Semenera L'Chayiv, and the Gemara says, it's a Sinus Psila, Nasim Psila L'Chayiv, it's a Sinus Shemen, Nasim Shemen L'Chayiv, it's Halakha, Hidlik L'Chayiv, the Gemara says, Halakha Lav Avedi. Halak is not an Aveda, so mele it can't be a Chiv Misa by the Zohar, it's not an Aveda. So the Rishonim are very bothered with this. The Taisus Rid, the Taisus Shanim, and the Taisus Rosh, they're very bothered. What do you mean Halak alam Avedi? The Pasuk says, Mefurish, the Amel Aron Balais Vesenaris, or Balais Aron Vesenaris Ben Arbaim Makdirena. So you see, Klar in the Pasuk, you need Kayin. How could you say there's no Mead of Zohar, Halak alam Avedi? The Pasuk's Mefurish, you need Kayin. And they blame Shver. The Ritva says a teretz that it doesn't say Balashin Chiv to teach you a Zohar is not Chayiv Misa. What does he mean it doesn't say Balashin Chiv? Because normally it says Aaron should do this Aveda, or Aaron Ubanim should do this Aveda. That's called Balashin Chiv. It says Aaron Ubanim should do this Aveda, and them state that a Zohar can't do that Aveda. Mashayin Kain here, it doesn't say Aaron should do the Aveda. It says, tell Aaron Bahaloiska Sanera is when you do the Aveda, then a little banana you shiva saneris. Or it says about the Kteris that when Aaron comes, Ubalois, Aaron is Saneris, then Arabayim, then Yaktirena. When he's doing the Neris, then he should do the Kteris. So even though it says Aaron, but it doesn't say Balashin Chiv, and that tells you Azar is not Chayiv Misa. Now Chayiv, you can ask, there's a pasuk in Tetzaveh that says, Michutza Parechas Asher Ala'idus Yarech Aise Aaron Ubanav Erefed Baker. It says, Mufurish, the Menor is Yarech Aise Aaron Ubanav. But there it doesn't say that he should be Malik or be Malah the Neris, it says Yarech. The Ramam in Perek Gilbal Luchas Minim Saf and Lacha Yud says, Yarech Aaron is going on a Tavis and Neris. So it could be Yarech Aaron means a Tavis and Neris. Halakas and Neris, even though it's mentioned, Derech Agav that Aaron is Malik the Neris, Bahalois the Neris, when you're Malik the Neris, Mahalais Aaron is Aneris, when Aaron is Mandak the Neris. But it doesn't say clearly Aaron should do it, and that tells you the Lashon of the Ritva is She'ein Zohar Chayil of Misa. So you could clear, does the Ritva mean that you're not Chayiv Misa, but there's still a Psul Aveda, it's just not a Chayiv Misa? Or does he mean that there's not a Psul Aveda Al Kapanim in the Evan, it won't be possible, maybe it's only a Nun L'Chatkila? I saw there, this is Zalman. And the Evan Azal Luchas Bi Smigdish Perak Dalach Azayin says in Mesubik what the Ritva means. Does he mean there is a din Kayin Likuva? You find sometimes, you see in the Gemara in Zachem Naf Yadal, the Shchitas Parah Aduma, the Gemara says it's not a Aveda. So the Gemara says, so why do you need a Kayin? It must mean the Ava Maris Nagon. Maris Nagon Musi need a Kayin even though it's not an Aveda. So you see there's some things that there is a Psul Zaris, and even though it's not an Aveda. So maybe the fact that it didn't say Balashin Chiyiv tells you there's no Chiyiv Misa, it's not an Aveda, but Al Kapanim there is a Psul Zaris. But could be means that it's Kashiv in the Eved. Al Kapanim Lechachiliya, but since the Torah didn't say Balashin Chiyiv, it means it's Kashiv in the Eved. See, there's a Machlaikas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam, in Hilchas Mi'ismigdish Perek Tesla Chazayin says, that a lakas neiris is ksheri bizarim. He says if the kain would be made of the neiris and bring it out lechutz, the zar could lechatchila be madlik. The Miri says it also here, and the Miri adds that even if the zar would go into the heichal be madlik, it would be kosher. It's just he's not allowed to go into heichal. There's a din A Zohar can't go into the Heichel, even to do an Aveda. So that's why it has to be brought out. So he holds it's even Lechatchila good enough with the Zohar, the Rambam and the Meiri. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and the Ravid says that a Zohar is not allowed to be Madak. Because it's Emilik Sheiris. So the Ravid holds that Lechatchila, the din that it says iron in the Pasig, is the din Lechatchila. But Allah Kalav Avedi, that's why it's not Makib in the Evid. The Rambam holds even Lechatchila not. The Ritva, we're not sure. The Ritva just says that since it wasn't said Balashin Chiv, so that tells you Azar is not Chayiv Misa. Now, Bissel Zalman is not sure, does he mean that even B'di'evit is possible? It's just somehow the Pasuk's being reminded from a Chayiv Misa? Or it means that even B'di'evit is Kasher, because it's not an Aveda, and Yitaka don't need a Kayin B'di'evit, and why does it say Kayin? It's a Mitzvah L'chadchila. Now, the Rambam that holds that Azar is Madlik L'chila, so why does it say Aaron altogether? If there'd be a psul or an isser, so you could understand. But if it's kasher l'chachilah, so why does it say iron? So the Meiri says, when it says, uvahalois iron is a neiris, the iron part is not going on the neiris, it's going on the k'teiris. You don't need iron for the neiris, b'chlal. The reason why it says iron is telling you that the k'teiris is done al yidei iron, that you need a kain, and it's done by the adlakas and neiris. But still, v'sul shran, the pasuk, b'haloiskas and neiris. Why is it dabril iron? So there's a Meshech Chachma on Baalaiska. He says that the chinuch of the Menorah had to be done through a Kohen. The chinuch of the Menorah had to be done through Aaron. He says, the Medrash says that Aaron was Chalaj Daitai, that he wasn't part of the Chanukah Semizbeach. And Hashem told him, Shalchag Delim Shalem, Shatamandak Umeita Veseneiris. So what do you mean? I had luck as Neiris is Ksheri Bazar according to the Rambam. The Teretz says he was bothered by the chinuch of the Mishkan. The chinuch of the Mishkan of Kurbanis was done through the Nesiim. So Akdeibish to know, the chinuch of the Menorah is you. But that's only, Baloiskas and Neiris Dabel Arain, he had to put Neiris as chinuch. But Ledeiris, then it's just Yarechayse Arain. Which, like we said, was Vatava. Yarechayse Arain Ubana. But that Lokka doesn't say Ledeiris. So that's what it means in Baloiskas, Vyas Kain Arain. What's Vyas Kain Arain? If there be a mitzvah every day, so how could you say Vyas Kain Arain? You'd have to say it after Arain died. Smash it right away, he did it. The Teretz is, V'yaskin Aaron means there was one time at Lok, to Mechanech HaMenayim, that's what Aaron did. That's Baloiska Senevis. So Al Kobanim L'chayim, if you're learning this way, in the Rambam, it doesn't say it didn't kuna, V'dasa Rambam Enevis B'chlau. And male, that's why Avay this K'sheri bizarre. Now the Melchus Chinuch has two kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam says, if they take the Menayim outside of the Heichel, and the Zohar lights it, a Zohar kalayna l'chatchila. So effectively, Melchus Chinuch two kashas. First of all, we have a din by Neiris Chanukah, that Adlaka is a mitzvah, and you have to mandak it b'mkayma. Why would that din apply to the Menorah also in the Heichal? L'chayr, there's no kiyum, the makam of the Menorah, the makam of Adlaka's Menorah is in the Heichal. The Menorah is in the Heichal. There's no kiyum din of aligning a Menorah outside, Navas, but you bring it inside the Heichal. But where was the Maisa Adlaka? The Maisa Adlaka was outside. So since outside there's no kiyum of Adlakas Menorah, the Adlakas Menorah, the kiyum is in the Heichal, so how could you be Yetzer when you bring the Menorah out, even if a Kohen lights it outside? You should need a kiyum Adlakas B'Shas Adlakas, like you have by Neiris Chanukah. That was one kasha. The second kasha is often the Teiris Kainim in Parshas Emor, it's brought in the Ramban, that Teiris Kainim darshins in the Pasuk, Shlo Yisakim B'chutz V'yachnis B'fnim. That you can't be Masakim Mechutz Yachzim L'Chari means you can't light the Menorah outside and bring it inside. So what's Pshat has the Ram Shtim with the Bryce and Teres Kayim. Those are the two Kashas the Minchas Chinuch has. So there's a big aside from Reb Chaim in the Chedusha Ben Chaim Alev El Rambam on the Rambam there in Ilchus B'yis Mikdash Perek Tes Halacha Zayin to answer these Kashas, to answer Al-Kapanim the Kasha, how could you light it Bechutz? He's bothered by the same Kasha. So he says, and the Rambam holds that there is no din to light the menorah. He brings down the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Midin Musaf, and he writes like this: Dishin haMenorah v'tavas neiris b'beiku ubein arba'im mitzvah sasei. Shenema yarechayis ha'aron avonav. Yarechayis ha'aron avonav is a mitzvah sasei to do dishin and atava. Achin Achosa brings that. Umau dishin haMenorah kol ner shakava meisher apsila v'chol Hashem shibener u'mekanchay v'reisim apsila acheres v'shem nachem avig ner shakava. What is Dishan? You take the ner that went out, you take out the psila, you take out the oil, you clean it out, you put in a new psila, you put a new oil, And Yamadlik Ner Shekava, Vadlakas Ner Hiatavasam, and Alakas Ner is Atava. Vener Shalim Sishalai Kava, Misakana. So, effective Chaim, what do you mean? Now he's saying Atavas Ner is Adlakasam? Well, if Adlaka is Atavas Neris, we all know that the Gemara is saying that Atava is Psula Bazar. Atava is an Aveda. If Adlaka is Atavasam, so Kumtas Adlaka is an Aveda. Right? But how can that be that Adlaka is Atava? Adlaka is Kashi Bazar and Atava is Pasul Bazar, like the Rambam says in Ilchas Vias Mikdash, like Agamara says. Hazakti of Chaim, the Pshat in the Rambam is like this. There is no mitzvah Adlaka. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is they should be Doilkim. So when the Rambam says that Hadlakas Neir is he at Tavasam, he doesn't mean the Maisa Hadlaka. The Maisa Hadlaka is nothing. It means the fact that the lit is the Hatava. That's the key mitzvah of the Hatava. The Maisa Hatava is an Aveda. What's the Aveda of Hatava? The Dishun, the cleaning out, the setting up the wick and everything, that's called the Maisa Mitzvah. And that Maisa Mitzvah has to be done with the Kayin. If it's not done with the Kayin, it's possible. But lighting the Menorah, that's nothing, because there is no mitzvah to light the menorah. The mitzvah is to set up the menorah. The mitzvah is that the menorah should be lit. Lighting it is not the mitzvah b'chlal. Lighting it can't be called an aveda. So that's the yisoid of the Gemara, that adlakas menorah lav aveda hi, not that there's a mitzvah adlakas menorah, and that azar could do that mitzvah. Hadlakas menorah is b'chlal on a mitzvah. The mitzvah is it should be dalek, so there is no dinim in the adlakas menorah. So Meil then answers the kasha, why you can light it b'chutz? It's b'chlal l'dinim and adlaka. There's no mitzvah adlaka, so it can't be, you have to light it b'fnim. It has to be mudlak b'fnim. And the Chazon Ish was mechaven to this yisayit. The Chazon Ish was in Menachos Im Laman Eskes. Imam says the same yisayit, that there's no mitzvah adlaka s'menayir. He says, he declares that even a chayir shayit of a kan can light the menayir l'fizay, even a kaif can light the menayir. There's no mitzvah to light it. And the kasha from the Teres Kainim, he says, the Teres Kainim Shli Yisakin B'chutz V'yachnis B'fnim is not Tava. The din of making the Shemen, the Psila, the Dish, and everything near, there's a mitzvah. That mitzvah has to be B'fnim. But the Hadlaka, that's not a mitzvah B'chlal. It's just, it should be Mudlak. So Mel, that's no problem. That doesn't make a difference. Who does it? And it doesn't make a difference where you do it. I saw it to the Sefer Neves HaKadosh Mechamah to the same Yisayin. And the emphasis with this Yisayin, it answers what was very, very straight to me. What's the pshat in the next Gemara? The Gemara says, "Lagus neir slav avaydi." The Gemara says, "V'loy, v'tanya v'nasum ne'aron akayin eish lo mizbeach v'archo eitzam al eish liman al tzatzis alisa shleitel b'kayin kasha b'klisharis." That lighting the kindling wood for the mizbeach has to be done with the kayin kasha b'klisharis. Has to be done with the kayin a big dekuna. So you see that tzatzis alisa an avayda. So the Gemara answers, "Yeah, tzatzis alisa is an avayda. Lighting the neir is not an avayda." The Chayit says, "Pala, what was the havimina? Why should Hatzasas Alisa, what's the Shaykhaz Hatzasas Alisa to Hadlakas Neiris? If the Gemara has a lima that Hatzasas Alisa has to be done with the Kayin and the Klisharis, what does that do with the Menorah? It's a Pella. That's the Gemara's Teres, but what was the Kash? It's Mamash Abedrish Pliya Kamat. But according to this, you say from Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, and the Nezer HaKadosh, so the Gemara is like this. Hadlakas Neir is not an Avodah because the main thing is it should be Mudlak. So affect the Gemara, but you have the same thing about the Mizbeach. There's no din to light the fire of the Mizbeach. There's no such din. The din is that the Mizbeach has to have a fire. And nevertheless, you find that even though there's no din to light the fire, there's no Maisa Hadlakas Mizbeach, it's just the Mizbeach has to have a fire, but still, without the Mizbeach has to have a fire, the Pasuk's being Megala, that has to be done on either a Kayin and the Klisharis. So who would my Menorah also? The Menorah needs the fire, the Menorah needs to be lit. So Mamela, and Dam Shnei, that lining it is, it has to be done with Kayin Kashim and Klisharis. And the Gemara is a Chilak, and the Rishayim say, the Tais Hashanah, the Tais Rosh, the Ritva, they all say, the Ritva says this B'Shem Rashi, I'll tell you the Chilak between Atzas Elisa and Menorah. Menorah takes a second. Hishalaybis is Eilam Eileh. Atzas Elisa is a tremendous Tircha. In other words, they're saying a chilek. When the Torah Bika doesn't, not mechayev a maisa. The Torah Bika wants that there should be a fire on the mizbeach. So it's lighting the fire, can that be called a avoda? Menorah also. The Torah doesn't say to light the menorah. The Torah wants the menorah that there should be a fire in the menorah, it should be a lit menorah. So does that mean that the lighting of the menorah could be an avoda? So there's a chilek. My menorah, which it doesn't take any tircha, it doesn't take any effort to light, So that means it's not an Aveda. So even a Zara could do it. Now Shagan, that says at least it's a big effort, it's a big deal. So then that could become an Aveda. But at least you understand the Shakla Vitaria. It was both at Tzatzis Elisa and a Makis Menorah as something which the Torah never was Mechayev the Maisa. The Torah was Mechayev the Tetzah, the Pel Yaitse. The Torah wanted a fire under his bath. The Torah wanted a lit Menorah. So the Gemara says, Ibazai, so the lighting is not an Aveda. So the lighting of the Mizbeach also shouldn't be an Aveda. So the Gemara, no, lighting the Mizbeach is if it's more of a Tircha than lighting the Menorah, so lighting the Mizbeach is an Aveda, the lighting there is not an Aveda. Well, Kabbalah, that's the Yisayid of Reb Chaim. That the sight of a lachas neiris lav aveda means it b'chol the mitzvah to light the menorah. The whole mitzvah is that the menorah should be lit. And now let's discuss a different thing in the sugya. That the Gemara asked the kasha started off elamad the zayr should see there is a shulchan lechayiv. That a zayr that's mesad the shulchan should be chayiv. The Gemara says ikas siluk ikas see the bezichan see the bezichan lechayiv ikas siluk bezichan. So being mesad the shulchan is not chayiv because it's still the bezichan. And the bezichin achayim because you need the silik bezichin. So Taisus, the Maska Elamat the Zor, Bavarin Zakasha, how can we say that the lechem is not considered a fartiga avayda because you need the bezichin? Why do you say by the zriku also it's not a fartiga avayda because you need the akhtara? Why is the zrik an avayda tama, even though there's akhtara afterwards, and the lechem is not considered a avayda tama because there's silik bezichin afterwards? So the Taisus answers because the Torah is not ma'akev. It's ma'ashev from Taisus that even if the Aveid is in something else, we spoke about in the previous year, the Taisus Shanim says if the Aveid is in a different thing, this is called an Aveid Tama. But Taisus mashma that even if the Aveid is in a different thing, it's not necessarily called an Aveid Tama if the other thing is ma'akev. So that's the chiluk. When you have a carbon, there's two things, Zrika and Akhtara. Why is it Zrika and Aveda Tami still do Akhtara? Teres Akhtara is not Ma'akev. Mashengim by the Lechem. How come the Lechem is not called an Aveda Tami because of the Bezichem? Bezichem is a different thing. Teres is because it's Ma'akev. So you see, any time there's another Aveda that's Ma'akev, that wouldn't be called an Aveda Tami. So, in Masech the Zvachim, the Afam Chesim of days, the Eilah Shleimai brings this down, and he was bothered by Akasha. Let's say, you have by the Avedis Yom Kippurim, by the Chatayis Pnimiyas, all the Chatayis Pnimiyas, all the Zrikas are Ma'akev. So you do Azam, Lefnayu Lefnim, you do Azam the Hechel, you do Dalad Matanis in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, they're all Ma'akev. So the Chari, since it's Ma'akev, even though it's a different dam, it shouldn't be called an Avedit Tam. And the Taisa Shanim said, as long as this dam is the last Aved in this dam, the other Zrik is in a different dam. So that's called an Aveda Tam if it is dam. But Taisus holds, not if it's not Ma'akev. And not if it's Ma'akev. So if you do one Zrika, if a Zohar does one Zrika in the Avedis Yom Kippurim, and you still need more Zrikas, so there's more Zrikas to be done, and they're Ma'akev. So according to Taisus, it shouldn't be Chayav Misa. So first he says, the Rambam, Hilchos Vi Yismikdash Perek Tesel Gimel holds that even one Azor is Mechayav Misa. But it's more because the Gemara says that the Sheva Hazoyis Bifnim and the Sheva Hazoyis of Mitzera Azoyis Chayiv. When we do the seven Hazoyis of Mitzera, you still have to do more. You still have to do the Hazoyis of the Dam on the Mizbeach. You do the seven Hazoyis of the Lake Shemen. It's a Ma'akev. The other Dam is Ma'akev. Or you do the seven Hazoyis Bifnim. You still need to do more Hazoyis. You still have to do the Hazoyis in the Dalit Chronics. So the Gemara is mavur that if you're doing hazah on a different dam, like the Taisus Shanim, even if it's ma'akev, it's considered avodah tama. So what's pshat in Taisus? Taisus says the only reason why you consider zrika an avodah tama, even though there's a tar after this, because the tar is not ma'akev. But here you have a case where you have a zrika that you're doing lefnim, and you have a zrika afterwards which is ma'akev, and still we're saying gezar is chayiv. So how would Taisus learn that? So Zakta Lishlaime, it depends if it's the same Aveda or a different Aveda. If let's say you have to do a lot of different Azayas to be called a Zrika, so Taisus would hold that the Zrika B'cholis is called an Aveda Tama. By the Par and Sar of Yom Kippurim, there's 43 Azayas that have to be done. You have to do 7 Azayas to the Par, I mean 8 Azayas to the Par, Lefnayu Lefnim, and 8 Azayas to the Sar, and then you have to do 8 on the Pareches, and 8 from the Sar, and then you have to do 4 on the Kranes and 7 Atirei. So you have to do a lot of different Zrikas, and they're all Makiv. Even one of them is Makiv. But it's all one Aveda. It's called an Aveda called Zrika. It's called Aveda called Nazar. So if a Zar does a Chalik of this Aveda, he did an Aveda Tama. Either there's more Zrikas to do, it's one Aveda. It's an Aveda called Zrika. If a Zar does a Chalik of the Aveda, he'll be Chayiv. That's Pshat. Now, it's Teis a little different than Teis Yishanim. Teis Yishanim's Teretz is, because this Dam is not, we're not doing anything else with it. So even though there's other Dam to do that's Ma'akiv, doesn't matter. This Dam, I did everything. When I do a Kaimitz, so I didn't finish the Aveda of the Kmitza. I still have to put it in a Kli, that I still have to take that Kli and burn it on the Mizbeach. When I do Kabbalah, so I didn't finish with this Dam. I still have to do Alach, I still have to do Zrika. But when I do Zrika, even though there's more Zrikas to do, but this Dam I'm finished with. That's Aveda Tam. That's the Teis Yishanim. Teis Yishanim is not the way. Teis Yishanim is the reason why Zrika could be called an Aveda Tam is because Akhtar is not Ma'akiv. If Akhtar would be Ma'akiv, then the Zrika won't be an Aveda Tam. So how do you learn Zrika Gufa? The 7 Hazayis of Mitzayra, there are more Hazayis afterwards than a Ma'akiv. The Hazayis of Nim, there's more Hazayis afterwards than a Ma'akiv. Zakta Eil Shlom is the Pshat. Because it's one big Zrika. And the whole Zrika is called one Aveda Tama. Zrika and Akhtara, Lechem and Bezichin are two Avedas. So if it would be Ma'akiv, then it's not called an Aveda Tama. Only if it's not Ma'akiv, it's called an Aveda Tama. But if here it's one Aveda of Zrika, so if the Zohar does the beginning of the Zrika, even though you still need the end, he did part of an Aveda Tama, he'll be Chayav Misa. Now the Teis Yishanim, like we said, is going a different pshat. The Teis Yishanim says that even if something afterwards is ma'akiv, but since in this particular thing there's no more aveda to be done, that's called an aveda tama. So according to Teis Yishanim, it's a pelotaisis kasha. What's a pshat in the Gemara when you misand in the lechem? It's not an aveda tama because of the bezichin, but the lechem it's nigmar. What's the difference between that and the dam? So the Teis Yishanim himself answers the kasha here in Amud Beis. He says, there's no Aveda with the Lechem. Putting the Lechem on the Shulchan is not an Aveda with the Lechem, it's Aveda with the Shulchan. When you do Zrika, you're doing Aveda with the Dam. And on this Dam, there's no more Aveda. When you're putting Lechem on the Shulchan, the Aveda is not with the Lechem. The Aveda is with the Shulchan. The Shulchan needs more. The Shulchan needs Bezichin. So since the Shulchan is not finished yet, Samuel is not called an Aveda Tama. Same thing with the Maracha. You put Eitzim on the Maracha, the Gemara says it's not enough because you need Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Facts of the Kasha, the feet of Teis Yishanim, but these Eitzim are finished. Why should the Shnei Gizri Eitzim make it Eitzim Aveda Tama? And the Gemara even says the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, you need no Sistel Veivarim. But these Eitzim are finished. Teretz says there's no Aveda with the Eitzim. The Aveda is with the Maracha. The Maracha is not finished. That's a Shaila. The Maracha finished when you put on the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Is the Maracha finished when you put on the Yivarim? But the site is the Maracha. By Zrika is the Dam, the Veda is with the Dam. This Dam is finished. By a Veda with the Shulchan, by the Lechem, there's no Veda with the Lechem. The Veda is with the Shulchan. The Shulchan is not finished till you put the Bezicha. By the Maracha, the Veda is not with the Eitzim. The Veda is with the Maracha. The Maracha is not finished till you do the Shnei Gizri Eitzim Lamar or the Yivarim Lamar. Now the Dvar really has a third pshat. He already said two pshatim why the lechem's not an aveda tama. Taisa's pshat is even if there's another aveda to be done, but another aveda that's ma'akiv makes it ice aveda tama. Taisa Shanim says, because the aveda is with the shulchan, and the shulchan still needs bezichin. The Dva says, because bezichin is a chelik of the lechem. The bezichin is the machshir of the lechem. It's hainu hach. By zrikas adam, even if there are other zrikas to be done, but it's only to do with this dam. The line is weak, it's going to have to be done. Here, the lechem's not finished without the bezichin. The bezichin is a chelik of the carbon of the lechem. That's why the seder of lechem's not an aveda tama. That's your dvas pshat. So come this deep pshat, then why lechem's not an aveda tama? Taisi says because the bezichin are ma'akiv. Anytime there's another aveda that's ma'akiv, this aveda will be aveda tama. The Taisi Shanim saying because there's no aveda with the lechem, that's him. So aveda with the shulchan is not finished till the bezichin. And the Dvar is saying that the lechem itself needs bezichin. The bezichin are hekshes to the lechem. There's no lechem without bezichin. That's why the seed of lechem is on an aveda tama. Now the Gemara brings the tiny kavasi the Ram and the tiny kavasi the lady. And so Hashem Mishtelzich, Both of these brises don't mention Shnei Gizri Eitzim. So the two brises that discuss which Avedis are Zar Chayiv Misa, the first brise like Rav, Daf Gizrika and Akhtara, and Nisa Chamayim and Nisa Chayayin, and the second brise like Levi, which throws in Truma Sedeshin as well, but no one says Shnei Gizri Eitzim. How could Rebbe Yechon argue on these two brises? So Svasema says, if Shnei Gizri Eitzim Yichayim, it blames Makhtir, has a din of Haktara. When the brises mention Haktara, they mean Shnei Gizri Eitzim was. The Rambam says that first. The Rambam says, "Masad the beis Gizri Eitzim al Maracha Hareu Kamakter Yevorim V'Chayiv Misa Sheitzim Karben Hay." That's the lashon of Rambam Hilchos Beis Hamikdash Perek Tes Halacha Hay. That Shnei Gizri Eitzim he passes like a Be'echinah. That Shnei Gizri Eitzim Yichayiv, of course, we pass like a Be'echinah Keneged Rav. And he says that it's included in Haktara. That's why it's not a kasha from the brisa. Now the second brisa brings in Hamal al Gad Mizbech Bein Dav Kasha Bein Dav Apostle. Rashi says that the Dav Apostle has to be Bahana Psulin Shabakaida Shemola Yerdu. Otherwise it's Bechal not an Aveda. But since it's Shemola Yerdu, it's called an Aveda. The Mishnah Melech and Ilchus Bias Mikdash Perak Tesla Chadal wants to, why is the Rambam mashmin it? Even though only the brisa of Levi brought it, the brisa of Rav didn't bring it, and the Rambam passes like Rav. But why would you think it's a machlekes? L'chari it's a mistabrit de gazach that since it's a mola yerdu, samamela, it's called an aveda, and we don't find anyone argues on it. Yibayim shver. So it's interesting to see a chitzuk says that the Rambam held it was pashit, even though the brisa mentioned it, but the Rambam held it was pashit. So that's why the first brisa didn't mention it. So Rambam didn't say it, but in chanami, I've added the Rambam maskin that a dove apostle would be chayim misa. And the Svasem says, okay, the Rambam held that his taka is totally in a machlekes Rav and Levi. The Rav that holds you need an Avedis Matana, a Dav Apostle is not called an Avedis Matana. It's Dafka coined to Levi, don't need an Avedis Matana, then you chayiv a Dav Apostle. But if you hold like Rav, then you wouldn't be chayiv by a Dav Apostle. That's what Svasem says.